Poop makes you weaker. Pee makes you stronger. Throw up doesn't do a thing at all.
Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said a Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said Pizza Hut, pizza to go. It's time for the Good Night, Sleepy Head, Little Red Light, Song of Music Appreciation Podcast. We appreciate it.
All right. What do we call this podcast?
Well, this is Hatman and Harwood's Little LED Light Songs.
You don't have
a translation.
So what are we doing tonight?
Well, this is one of our favorite segments that we're going to do. And this is called 2, 3, 4 Verses.
Verses!
They talking about verses.
Verses!
Verses. They talking about verses.
Verses!
Okay, yeah. That's verses.
So it's my turn, right?
It is your turn. So, because last time it was my turn, and last time we did Watermelon Man by the great Herbie Hancock.
Do you do an impression of me or something?
Huh?
Do an impression of me?
I don't know.
Sometimes I do that on my YouTube channel.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I kind of give it a high.
I just was doing that on impulse.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So I inadvertently did an impression of you.
All right. So, are you familiar with Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
I love them, man. I love Blood, right. Sweat, and Tears.
Someone said, this is a song that sounds like Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh.
Ready?
Okay.
I'm just going to play it.
Chicken leg, oh, my chicken leg. Yes, my chicken leg. Oh, my chicken leg. Talking about my chicken leg. Oh, my chicken leg. My chicken leg. Welcome back.
So, that was by the great, late Stephen Harwood. Yeah.
Listen to last week's episode to learn more about why Jason said
that. Got a long tangent. Okay. So, tell me.
Welcome back.
What inspired that song?
Chicken leg? I had to think for a minute what the song was.
They won't know the difference. There'll be a lot of editing. I'll just cut that video long ago.
Chicken leg? I don't know. I just came up. This was before I even had the iRig. That was on your iPad.
Oh, yeah?
And I just
found... Chicken legs on my iPad?
I think it is. Oh. That version. I have another version on here.
Well, that's the next version. That's
okay.
The version.
Yeah. That's the version that I play on the electric piano.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what inspired it. It just had that melody, and chicken leg just happened to fit that phrase, you know, chicken leg, and then talking about my chicken leg. That I did that, and I'm thinking, that sounds like David Clayton Thomas.
From Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So.
And then, of course, the Welcome Back. That's totally a ripoff of Welcome Back by John Sebastian. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. That's a total ripoff of that.
It's not a very good song, though. Welcome back.
I used to kind of like it. But I've heard it a whole lot, so I'm it's kind of a song I used to like, but now I'm just kind of meh.
He smiles too much when he sings that song.
John Sebastian?
Yeah.
I think John Sebastian just smiles too much.
All right, let me play the second version.
Did you ever have to make up your mind?
That's actually a pretty good song.
I kind of like that.
Chicken leg, oh, my chicken leg. Here's my chicken leg, oh, my chicken leg. Talking about my chicken leg, oh, my chicken leg, my chicken leg.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Of course, the ending, we know where that comes from. That's you and me.
So you call that one Chicken Leg 1930.
Yeah, Chicken Leg 1930.
What's the 1930 for?
Well, as we usually do.
Date are?
I told you to give me a date, and that must have been the date you gave it.
Oh, I gave you
I think
date?
You did.
Oh. I don't know. Okay, thank you for reminding me.
So, that's usually, because usually I title and date your songs and vice versa.
I just must have randomly picked that 1930. I consider that second version a far superior version than the first one.
Yeah, like I was telling Jason.
I play that more on my podcast for the intros than the original.
Well, I actually did record that on the iRig, so I actually had a keyboard to work with, as opposed to the first one where I did it just on that little chord patch thing that's on there.
Right? Yeah.
So it's a little different. A little different.
But. Yeah, and I like how you doubled your voices or tripled your voices.
I did. That. I didn't. Mm. I did a harmony at the very tail end, but I think what I had done. I don't remember why I did three tracks, but
sounded good.
Yeah, it's funny. So I love Chicken Leg.
Yeah. So very blood, sweat, and tears for sure.
Well, thank you. I wish I'd made that long enough for it to be on the iTunes.
Got to have a minute song for the iTunes. So we'll get around to second, third verse.
Oh yeah, yeah. We did with Hot Dog Rotisserie Blues, so.
Which I still haven't put on the iTunes, which I will eventually. I just been trying to get 1,000 subs on my YouTube channel. So
that's kind of your main focus, right?
Yeah.
Now,
so I promise you, I'll get on some more music, man, here soon.
Don't worry about it.
Because we made a whopping $7 on the iTunes.
Mm.
Woo, that's $3 from you, $3 from me, and maybe $1 and something from my cousin Travis. Yes, thank you. If you want our music, go to Chapman or Harwood on Amazon Music, the iTunes. I think we're on Spotify too. I don't have Spotify, but
really,
yeah.
How do we get on there? Is that just automatic?
It's just automatic from that distro kid I am signed up us on.
Well, I'll be John Brown.
Yeah. So, all right, that's a short. After I edit everything, that's going to be a short versus.
Well, that's all right. Short versus.
Next, see ya.
Cheese.